Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Monday, September 21st, 2020, 16 minutes past the hour. And as I said, hour number one was a little heavy. This hour is not going to be heavy at all because we're going to do something this hour. If it takes the whole hour, it'll take the whole hour. But I'm going to tell you why we're going to do it here momentarily. But there is some other stuff to talk about. Lighter fare this hour, as they would say, as opposed to... last hour, which was, you know, stuff that just needed to be said. But again, if anybody has an opinion on anything, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. If you couldn't call in last hour for some reason but wanted to, maybe you got a busy signal, 740-383-9944. Okay, here is, want to do three things here really quick. Give you a programming update that coming up when this show's over today, 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. It's mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp, his guest Patrick Moroniak from WNCI's Morning Zoo, talking about decisions the governor has made as well as mandates. So check that out, 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. Voice of a People with Linda Sims today, 4:10 to 5 p.m., and The Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 until 6 p.m. Don't miss any of those programs. Okay, we've got that done. Now, another thing that I want to mention is the listeners of this station. Now, as I said in hour number one, the call-ins are great. And I appreciate those so much because I love talking to you. I love the two-way conversation. I love that we can get on the air and really hash some things out. So I always appreciate the phone calls. I always appreciate the messages. I always appreciate the emails. And I thank you so much. Now, there are some things I want to mention because on Friday night, we did the Friday night show. And I just want to tell you about some of the listeners, kinds of listeners we have who listen to this station. Notwithstanding the people who email me and message me and are really devoted to trying to listen to this show, Friday night we have a gentleman who drives for a pizza company, and he listens as he's out making deliveries on Friday night, and he's from his pizza deliveries, he messages us, and he's just, that's the type of listener we have. And I appreciate that. We have a gentleman who I believe works at one of the factories here in town who listens on his breaks and also listens when he's not at work, I believe because he works third shift. We got an email Friday night, which was so funny to me because this is a younger couple, early 30s, I think at this point, maybe even younger than that. But basically, I got an email from the wife of this person saying that her husband should really get a trophy for being a number one fan of this station because every time she gets in the car, this station is on. So you have to appreciate things like that. And I appreciate that from the people who listen. And there's a whole litany of things I could say here. A few weeks ago, a listener sent in cupcakes. And cupcakes is not even the right word to explain what these things were. They were works of art, and I'm sure could be sold for a lot of dough. And I appreciate that. And that's our listeners. Christmas time, we get the peanut butter fudge and Christmas cookies and all sorts of things. And so many people have brought me apple butter. I think I have 4 jars of apple butter at home just because of the different kinds people have brought me. The pops that have shown up here, the breakfasts that have shown up here. Just the kind things that people do who are listeners of this station, I appreciate more than you ever know, which kind of leads us into the next subject here. I just wanted to mention that because I do appreciate that. Now, here's our next subject. Today's an interesting day because, and I'm going to try to explain this the best way that I can. Yesterday, I had a memory pop up on my Facebook social media. Now, this memory was from a year ago yesterday, so 365 days from yesterday. And the memory was myself and Charlie Evers and his wife Jeannie and Jeff Ruth was in the picture. Now, this is from 1 year ago, 1 year ago yesterday. And the reason that picture popped up was it was from Charlie's 85th surprise birthday party, which I'm sure if you're an avid listener to this station, you either remember when it happened or you have heard in the replays over the last year. And it was a great day. And two of Charlie's daughters were here that day. I believe Amy was here that day, and I believe Angie was here. Now, the Angie being here, I'm still not really sure of. I can't vouch for this. I'm sure she was, but I didn't see her that day. Now, why I didn't see her, I really don't know, but there were a lot of people here that day. Jeff Ruth was here, Mary Ellen Withrow was here, Terry Klein was here, Charlie's wife Jeannie was here, his daughter Amy, grandson Reed was here. I don't remember if Scarlett was here or not, his granddaughter. She might have been in school. But we did this birthday tribute, and people called in. Gil Gomez and Ken Charles and... by the way, somebody did call me last week and asked how Ken Charles was doing because of him living out in California. I've tried to reach out to Ken Charles. I haven't got an answer back yet. So if I get an answer back, I'll let you know. Do want to give you an update on that. Ken Charles called in. Ken Charles, Gil Gomez, Steve Stewart, John Steele. Who else called in? We had other people call it. Keep Cider from the National Weather Association. Just a lot of people called. Linda called in, I remember. She couldn't make it to the studio that day. She called in. I believe Patty Worcester was here on that day. It was just a great day. And the LNP Cake Shop did a great job with the birthday cake. Go to my Facebook page and check out the birthday cake that was put together 1 year ago yesterday. Say all that to say this. Obviously, Charlie left us the Sunday before Memorial Day and kept on broadcasting right up till the end. His last show was on April 8th here on this station. Well, we did the surprise birthday party on a Friday because his birthday was on Saturday. So, we did his surprise birthday on September 20th. His birthday was actually September 21st when he turned 85. Now, why am I saying all this? Okay, here's why I'm saying all this. Because today would have been Charlie's 86th birthday. And this morning, and I know his wife Jeannie listens quite a bit. She may be listening this morning, and if she is, Jeannie, I hope you're having the best day. It's a tough day. It's a tough day, the first year after somebody leaves us when their birthday comes around. But I know Jeannie, I got to visit with Jeannie a couple weeks ago, and she's doing great, and I know she spends time with her kids and grandkids, and that's a great thing. So we send our thoughts and... just best wishes to Jeannie, who kept Charlie in line for many, many decades. His wife, beloved wife. Now, I know Charlie's kids listen from time to time. I don't know if they're listening this morning. Angie was on with us Friday night, which was a lot of fun. Angie had never been on, and I appreciated her coming on because I know that's not really her thing. Amy has been on from time to time, and Amy's great. Love Amy. And Kathy is his other daughter, but Kathy doesn't live in Marion. Kathy are even close. She lives, I think, down in the Columbus area and also works down there. And Kathy's a little bit older than Amy and Angie. It's just, you know, that's the way things go in life. People have kids at different times in their life. So The point is, today would have been Charlie's 86th birthday. Now, a lot of times we get caught up when somebody passes away in the tributes and so on and so forth, and we did a lot of that back around Memorial Day when Charlie passed away. He was such a big part of this station, and we still talk about him on the station quite a bit. But at that time, you know, you're in tribute mode, you want to honor the person. It's a tough time, and I think we did that. I hope we did that to the best of our ability. But what I wanted to do this hour is, if somebody would like to share a memory, because I know that people listened to Charlie on this station, and I would always be out in public, and people would say, "Oh, Scott, how are you? Good to see you." And inevitably, before the conversation was over, they would say, "How's Charlie doing? I love listening to Charlie." The one that always used to make me laugh so much was, I'd be out in public, and they would say, "Oh, Scott," they would say, "We love your interviews, we love the station, we listen all the time, you're just my favorite." Well, except Charlie Evers, we listen to Charlie all the time. Because Charlie was the favorite. And I always say, right along with everybody else here, that I don't think we would have nearly had the success that we have had if Charlie had not been here. People loved listening to Charlie, and they loved doing it for a half century. So it's just the way it was. And he had a whole new audience when he came to this station. You know, Charlie's audience got older, as audiences do as time goes by. But a whole new generation of people who I think never listened to him on other stations got to hear him here in the last 6 years, because he was giving away prizes and he was on the air 3 days a week, and I just got to spend a lot of time with Charlie. So I felt like I had a personal relationship with him. So if you have anything you would like to say, just in memory of Charlie, here it is, his birthday. And I think a birthday is a call for celebration. And I, you know, we want to do that because this is the first birthday that Charlie is not here. I remember back on his 80th birthday, the mayor came in and gave a proclamation, and it was a lot of fun. So if there's anything, maybe a remembrance you have of Charlie or something you'd like to say here on what would have been his 86th birthday, first year that he's not with us, feel free to do so. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. If you have a memory of Charlie. It's interesting because I do hear a lot of memories when I'm out in the community doing things. So it does happen. But I think Charlie was just good all the time. And I think that's what people remember. Now, we're so happy that his shows air every day here on the station, 7:10 in the morning, 1:10 in the afternoon, and 7:10 at night. So don't miss those shows when they re-air. So what I'm going to do at this particular time, and like I say, if anybody wants to call in, go ahead and do so. 740-383-9944. What I'm going to do in honor of his birthday is play the clip. I know you've heard it. It's my favorite clip. We played it a lot. We played it a lot in the last year because it's only a year old. This happened. And I dare you not to laugh listening to this clip. I've heard this clip so many times, and every time I hear it, I could probably recite it word for word now. Every time I hear it, I laugh. Just cannot laugh. It's uncontrollable laughter. So here's the deal. This dates back to December 20th, 2019. Here's what happened. We have had a tradition at this station that the last Charlie show before Christmas break, we have some eggnog. And in that eggnog, there sometimes is some moonshine. Let's put it that way. So, we're doing this show on December 20th, which was on a Friday, Christmas was the upcoming week, and Charlie had started drinking the eggnog and the moonshine, you know, at 10:15, and this happened at 11:45. So we had been having a few eggnogs by this point, an hour and 15 minutes into the eggnog. I don't know how many were had, but that's what had happened. So we're coming out of the 11:45 break, and this is what happened. Let's go back. It's my favorite clip of all time, dealing with Charlie. And that's saying something, because there were a lot of great clips. But here we go. Let's go back to December 20th, 2019. Here we go. Try to control the laughter in memory of Charlie's 86th birthday.
Okay, we're back once again here at your Christmas program today. Yes, it sure is Christmas, isn't it?
And we've still got another hour after this.
We do.
The Exchange Club is on.
Oh, that's right, the Exchange Club.
Which will all be, and I heard you saying earlier on how much you really enjoy the Swap Shop theme song.
Oh, don't mention it. Don't mention it. Oh, it's time for Swap Shop. Bring your goods here. We'll sell them for you. Oh, my. I've heard some bad themes, but boy, I tell you, that gets up and walks out.
Well, that was a heck of a job. I mean, the poor fellow is, you know, he's mentally challenged.
Yeah.
Whoa, 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 no. Gee whiz, that's terrible.
Oh, it's, you know who sings that, don't you?
who sings that, don't you? The Swap Shop theme.
Oh, we have an incoming call.
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
Who's a Wobblepants?
Jeez.
Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes.
Yeah, are you guys in the swap today?
Do we have what? Are we in the sauce? Yeah, you want to join us in the sauce?
You sound like you're in the sauce today. You're having too much fun.
That's right. You're exactly right.
It's Christmas. Yeah.
Oh, you're feeling pretty good.
Yep, you're having too much fun. Cheer. All right, so.
Yeah, okay.
Ooh, gee whiz.
No more
knock
for heaven.
Oh,
oh man.
Oh, gee, we crashed this train. We used to have to go off the tracks.
Boy.
We're deep in the sauce today.
Knee deep in the sauce today.
We, it's 11:48. We need somebody else to put on our card here to give away.
And there it was. December 20th, 2019. You know, and I don't know what it is about that clip that makes me laugh every single time I hear it. But that, in honor of Charlie today, 740-383-9944. Do you have a memory or anything you'd like to share as far as that goes? that is so funny to me, because it happened absolutely spontaneous, and that's the best radio I think that you can possibly have. So at any time, if you'd like to share a memory, go ahead through Facebook, email, or anything else. Today would have been Charlie's 86th birthday, so that's the best tribute. For as much fun as Charlie had on the air, for me, that's the best tribute you can pay him, to play something that he would have thought was a lot of fun. He just had a unique way of broadcasting. I've talked about this recently with a lot of people. He wasn't a newsman, but he gave you the news. And there was really no preparation to him. He just came in and did his show. And he loved talking to people. He loved talking to people. And it was so much fun having Angie in here on Friday night. It's always, when I see anybody who is part of his family, any of his daughters, his wife Jeannie, it's always great to see them and catch up and share memories and so on and so forth. And I appreciate that. So that is that. 740-383-9944. If you got something to say, give me a buzz. And of course, we'll forever miss him. But boy, it's great to hear those repeats. Somebody said something to me last week that I really appreciated. And it's odd that it came up last week. They said that they had always been learning from Charlie, and they were still learning new stuff from him because of the repeats, because he's still there telling everything he knows. So that's what our celebration is this morning. But again, anybody who'd like to call in, please feel free to do so. 740-383-9944. We can talk about that. We can talk about anything we talked about in the first hour, which apparently was a little controversial, from the Trump rally this past weekend in Marion to should newspapers endorse political candidates. That's out there. So there's that out there to talk about today. All right. Now, there's a discussion going on right now, and you know, I don't know. I haven't been in a school, to be honest with you. I don't know how well it's going. I hear it might be going well. Now, do you think schools are going to go back full time? I don't know. I don't know if that'll happen or not. Because I know there's still a ton of kids who are doing remote learning. But do you think we are going to get back now to the point where kids go all the time with a mask on? I know there's a lot of discussion about this going on in different places. Would it be a good idea? Because we haven't heard a lot of fallout from this at all. And I'm not sure what will happen. I don't know. If I had been in a school, I would have a better understanding of this. The class sizes are smaller right now. People are wearing a mask. Apparently, it's not a big issue. If it is a big issue, we haven't heard a whole lot about it. Do you think kids should go back full time? You know, we're trying this out. We're feeling our way through it to see what's happening. Do you think it would be a good idea if kids went back to school full time? Now, I would imagine, I don't know how that would work, because if they went back full time, that would get rid of the cleaning day. I think it would have to. Maybe they would just clean at night, I don't know. And it would also increase the class size, because right now we're on this hybrid model. So it would increase the class size. And I thought the reasoning for the hybrid model was so people could be 6 feet apart. So that's what I thought the theory on that was. Maybe that's not the theory on that. I don't know exactly what the theory is on that, I guess. But do you think it's time for the kids to go back full-time 5 days a week? And if we wear the masks and we have the hand sanitizer and numbers continue to stay where they are, do you think it would be okay here in Marion? Because that's where we are. That's what we want to know. Does anybody want to venture an opinion on this particular topic this morning? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Is it that time? Now, I will tell you, I think that no matter what happens, going back full-time or not going back full-time, I think the majority of people will think it's unpopular. But will it work? I think that's where we need to be. Will it work? And, you know, people who want kids to go back full-time, I'd like to hear their reasoning. If it's good reasoning, okay. Well, let's go with that. And the people who don't want their kids to go back full-time, what's the reasoning there? So we need to know. Now, I'm getting messages here, which I always appreciate the messages. That I guess people are listening. That's always a plus. Kids are suffering mentally. You know, I've heard a lot about this. And I don't have kids, so I can't speak directly about this. But I do know that I don't know to what degree kids are suffering mentally. I guess, in a way, I'm not sure what that exactly means. Being away from their friends, I guess maybe. Being home too much, I guess, with the rest of the world shut down at this particular point. I'm not sure what it means. I hope kids are not really having mental issues because of this. I don't know. I just am not sure what it means. And I'm not really sure how this whole hybrid thing is going right now, to be honest with you. I don't know. Are the days when kids are supposed to be learning remotely, is that going well? I assume when they're in the classroom, it's probably going well. But when they're learning remotely, I don't know if it's going well or not. Do you have any kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews? Well, apparently there's anxiety and depression in the kids. And that's bad. If there's anxiety and depression, that's bad. We don't want anybody to have anxiety and depression. So I don't know. I don't know. It's putting people in what could be danger. I don't want to say it's putting them in danger, because I don't know that it would be. We won't know until we try. But it's just a different time. It just is, and I think we're all going to have to accept that. I think one of the things that drives every decision we're making right now is we all want to get back to normal. We've all been in this now since about March 13th. That's a long time. We all want to have Halloween. We all want to have Thanksgiving with our families. We all want to do what we want to do. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Caller, are you there? Maybe our caller is not there. All right, if that was you, give me a buzz back. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a call if that was you or anybody else who'd like to call in. 42 coming up on 43 minutes past the hour. People are just tired. I think there's going to be something, and I'm not sure if it's been titled this already, but I'm going to title it right now. I think there is pandemic fatigue going on right now. I think everybody's fatigued. I'm not sure if it's depression or anxiety. It might be. It very well might be. But I think people are getting fatigued by this pandemic 24/7. Go ahead, caller.
Sorry, Scott. I don't know what was going on with the phone.
Oh, no problem.
I like how my friend goes to Whistler. They shortened it down to Mary Ellen Whistler Academy.
Right.
Formerly Rushmore. And I like how they do it. He's going on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. And they take Wednesday off to do their deep clean and all that. And that seems to work out pretty good.
So they're going 4 days a week.
Right. So it's almost like the best of both worlds. I mean, 4 days is pretty close to, you know, normal, but they do get that one day right smack dab in the middle of the week to do their deep cleaning.
Now, do you know about how many people are in the classes? Because I think that's what the mainstream schools are going to have a problem with. It was my understanding this whole hybrid was because of class size.
That I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah. So everything's working.
I think the whole idea of, like, Whistler was, like, a little bit smaller classes anyway, you know, a little bit more one-on-one. So I'm not sure.
Well, yeah, I think that's going to ultimately be the problem, because I think the hybrid model was sold on the idea that we can wear masks and we can keep kids 6 feet apart. But I think if you go back full time, you're going to have these classrooms again that have between 20 and 30 kids in them. And you just can't do 6 feet apart in those classrooms.
Right, right. It's kind of like a catch-22. I mean, on one hand, you want to be safe. You know, heaven knows we don't want any of our kids sick or, you know, even worse. But then on the other hand, we can't let this lick us. You know what I mean? I mean, you can't just go crawl in a hole and just, you know, hide for eternity. I mean, we're going to have to face it.
We are going to have to face it. But do you think we're starting to get a little fatigued and maybe not making the right decisions because we are fatigued? I remember when it first came, you know, nobody was really objecting to schools being out in the beginning because we were all so highly panicked. And now we know what it is. We're seeing people die. I think this past weekend we passed over 200,000 dead in the country, which that's not a happy milestone.
Remember, think you have these loons that think it's just a hoax.
And you have that, and I think, are we just, I think everybody, we're about to head into the holiday season. We're about to head into Halloween. We're about to head into Thanksgiving. We're about to head into Christmas. People love that time of year. And I'll tell you another thing that I think is swaying these decisions is that the weather's getting cold. You know, even in March, we had a pretty mild spring. It wasn't freezing in March. And I think what's going on now is people are having to stay inside. All during this COVID, we've had the option to go outside, and that's been okay. We could have an escape. Well, that escape's about to be taken away.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. I don't know. Some people, I sort of feel like they're letting their guard down and they're acting like it's over. But then, on the other hand, there are other people, like my son, it seemed like in the beginning, you have your mask. No, I forgot it. Today I took him to school. You got your mask? Yep, right here. Like, it's becoming more, you know, part of your life.
Well, as I say, and it's an awful thing to say, and it hasn't happened to me, and I don't know of anybody it's happened to yet, but God forbid if somebody dies in your family from this, because I think we would see this as a preventable death.
Mm-hmm.
I think that changes people's minds. And I think
you know what's crazy? The last person that had the major, had a lot of feelings on, it was a conspiracy theory, or it was all a hoax, or not real. That's what they said to me. They said, well, let me ask you a question. Do you know of anybody, even one person that's had this? And I thought, no, I don't, but, you know, I don't know if anybody that's a millionaire either, but I know that exists.
Well, that's a very smart thing to say, because, you know, the truth of the matter is, thank goodness if it hasn't hit your family. Thank goodness if nobody's gotten sick. Thank goodness if nobody's died. But I bet if you talk to somebody's family who's even had somebody who's sick and now having these lasting illnesses, like our guest in here that one day who talked about how, you know, he might have some of these things for the rest of his life. You know, I don't want to be sick for the rest of my life. Certainly was something I could have prevented.
Yeah, you know how stupid you would feel? And maybe a squirt of sanitizer, or putting your mask on, or, you know, what was that one thing that you didn't do, you know what I mean? And I couldn't believe, I watch a lot of YouTube, I was really blown away. I watched a few videos, and like you said, the lasting effects, like, there can be, it's not like, well, thank God that's done and I feel great now. I mean, you can have, like, there's some residuals that can happen, like, you know, lasting things that don't go away because of that.
Oh, all kinds of stuff we're learning about now. And that's also another thing I worry about. Until we have some clear, this is all very new, until we have some kind of clarification, we don't know what the lasting effects are. It's an airborne illness.
That's nuts. I feel like it's going to be a long time coming before we can say, wow, remember COVID wasn't that terrible.
But you know what? The great thing is we will be able to do that one day, thank goodness. And when that happens, you know, much like everything else in life, I think we'll look back and we'll talk about the mistakes we made and the good decisions we made, and we'll move on.
That's one thing my grandma used to always say, this too shall pass.
This too shall pass, exactly. Thank you for calling.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open, and we appreciate calls. It's a unique thing, this whole situation. Nobody wants to put anybody in danger. Nobody wants to do anything awful, but we'll figure our way through it. And nobody is making decisions. I mean, let's be clear about this. Nobody is making decisions with the idea that we are going to put people in harm's way. They're just trying to make the best decisions with what information they have on the table. So we'll see what happens. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. About 10 minutes left in the program today. We would love to hear from you. Now, I got to mention this, and let me just say this before I get into this. That I never went to River Valley. I was never a River Valley student. I never went to Pleasant. I was never a Pleasant student. But we had the big rivalry game this past Friday night, the big rivalry football game between River Valley and Pleasant. Now, I want to say two things about this. Number one, that day, Jeff Ruth gave me a prediction, and I can say this now because he said it on the air when he called in Friday night. Jeff Ruth gave me a prediction that River Valley was going to win 28-21. That was his prediction Friday afternoon when I saw Jeff. 28-21, River Valley over Pleasant. Now, the score ended up being 28-14. Oh, boy, what was it? Let me get the score here. 28-14? I believe it was 28-14, River Valley. Somebody will correct me if I'm wrong. But Jeff was very close in his prediction. Let's put it that way. Jeff said 28-21, River Valley over Pleasant. He said that like 1 o'clock Friday afternoon, and it ended up being 28-14, River Valley. Now, here's what I'm going to say about this. I didn't go to either school. I know Pleasant wins more than River Valley when it comes to football, and in those games, Pleasant has won more of that rivalry. How should I say this? I don't know what started the rivalry, and I don't think anybody does, but it was the big rivalry game. Well, here's what I need to mention. Here's what I need to mention. Because on this program, over time, we have had a guest on the program, and you know, and I mention the name all the time because it's fun to make fun of people. Abby Crowman has been on the show. Now, why am I mentioning this in regard to a football game? Here's why. Her son, Luke Rogers, goes to River Valley, and he is on the River Valley football team. And it's my understanding that he scored two of those touchdowns of the 28 on Friday night. And so I want to say that how cool is that? So congratulations to Luke Rogers, the son of Abby Crowman, who's been on the station, for scoring two touchdowns in that big game Friday night. And if you look at it, had he not scored those two touchdowns, it would have been a tie game. So that's all. We would be talking about who played better in overtime today. So very cool that Luke did that. And I think Luke was on the air here one day. He's never been in the studio, but I believe he was in the car with Abby when she called in. And they were at Taco Bell, and she was ordering 45 burritos extra sauce. We really don't know why. 45 burritos extra sauce and some of those little cinnamon twists. I don't know why she was ordering that. She was, in any event. So I guess our congratulations go to I guess our congratulations go to Jeff Ruth for being so, well, that's why he's sports director emeritus, for being so close in getting the score right of that game before it ever started. 28-21, he said, ended up being 28-14. And, of course, to Luke Rogers for scoring two of the touchdowns on River Valley's behalf. And I'll do it because apparently, see, here's the thing. If you don't know it by now, Abby and Michelle are listening to the show this morning. Now, this happens sometimes now. And God knows I love them. There's just nothing but love and kindness there. Nothing but love and kindness. But they're, messaging me right now. They didn't message me to say anything about Luke, though, because I planned on doing that anyway, because I think he's a cool kid. Matter of fact, let me say this. I don't know if I've said this. I've said it in kind of different ways, but I think I've met all their kids now. They have a menagerie of kids, the two of them. Michelle has three, and Abby has five, I believe, at this particular point. But what great kids. And I think I have met them all. Well, I'm pretty sure I've met them all at one time or another in the last year. And I'll tell you what, good parents make good kids. And those are all good kids. So there you go. Well, Abby, yes, Abby has three. I know what the situation I was just trying to be nice. I know how many kids you've had. They've both had three. Oh, I haven't met Casey. Yeah, Michelle has a daughter. I think she keeps her in the closet. I don't know. I've never met Casey. I've met Dawson. Dawson's great. That's Michelle's son. And I've met Luke. Yeah, I've met Luke. And I've met... you know, I'm bad with names. I can see them. One of Abby's kids likes to do videos on YouTube. He's great, and I can't think of his name. That's terrible. Isn't that awful that I can't remember their names? Oh, man. What an awful thing. But I've met them all. I think they're all great, and that's because of good parenting, I'm sure. Oh, yeah, Kaysen. That's his name, Kaysen. Kaysen's great. And then the other one who I like, one day, see, this is how much I like this kid. One day I was in the classroom with Abby, and I'd never met the middle child. And the middle child came in, and I said something horrible about his mother, which I normally do. And the kid laughed. And I thought, hey, this kid I'm going to like. This is a good kid. So that's... yeah, oh, yeah, Michelle's other son came down during after basketball practice, and I can't remember his name either. Isn't that awful that I cannot remember? I can see him in my mind, but all good kids. Now, what point was I going to make there? I was going to make some kind of point by saying that they had good kids. And again, we're you know, happy that Luke scored these two touchdowns. That takes a lot of... a lot of talent to score the two touchdowns. But what was my purpose in talking about their kids? I had something interesting to say there. And it popped right out of my head. I don't know. I guess that's probably good enough to say that they have Dylan. That's his name, Dylan. Dylan, from my understanding, I saw Dylan play basketball once. That's Michelle's other son. Great, great basketball player. You know, I don't know if he thinks he's a great basketball player, but I think he's a great basketball player. So yeah, that's it. Dawson, Dylan, and Casey. Although I've never met Casey, I'm not sure where she is. We can't really speak to that at this particular point. And then Abby has Luke and Kaysen, and Abby's other son, I think the name sounds like Kaysen. Why can't I remember his name? Boy, that's terrible. Go ahead, caller.
I think what point you were trying to make, and it seems like it's hard for you to say it, but I think you're trying to say that the women are good parents.
They are. Boy, I'll tell you, it went out of my head there. I don't know what I was doing.
That's what you were trying to get across, is the kids are good because they've got good mothers.
And they are. And they are good mothers. Okay. And thank you for catching me up.
Okay, thank bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. Owen. His name's Owen. There we go. I'm going to have to write this down. Kaysen, Owen, and Luke. Those are Abby's kids. And then Dylan, Dawson, and Casey. Those are Michelle's kids. Like I told you, they have a lot of kids together. So it's, you know, it's going to take me a minute to get all the names down. But I have met them all. And yes, thanks, caller, for getting me back on the track. The point I was making is that they are good mothers and they do have good kids, and that's not by accident. And that's very cool. You know, I think that was the point I was trying to make by mentioning the football score. But there was some other... Okay, yes, I know what it was now. I was looking at the messages over here, and sometimes these friends of mine, in air quotes, sometimes these friends of mine make fun of how I say things. So what I'm going to say before we go off the air today is because Luke scored those two touchdowns for River Valley, and scoring two touchdowns in one game is very cool, especially against the big rivalry school Pleasant, is that here's what it is. Luke, I tip my Cubs cap to you. Because apparently, that's what I say all the time. So, Luke, for those two touchdowns, my Cubs cap is tipped to you today. You are the Cubs cap tip of the day. Now, but I'm getting out of here for the day. And we're going to go on to the next show. People are crying all over the place. Crying all over the place. I'll be back tomorrow. Adam Lepp coming up next. For this day, for all of us here at WWGH Radio, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Said I had a dream too, and mine was a world beater. I also died and went to heaven. Welcome by St. Peter. He rushed to me, held out his hand. He said, hello, Mahoney. No, I don't think you can beat that dream. I win the baloney. The Hebrew said, I'm dreaming too. It's a dream that couldn't be sweeter. And you both go up to heaven. Welcome by